Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord. You are now once again in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 until 9 p.m. Well, as usual, and especially for the first-time listeners, thank God he is blessing this worldwide ministry, and it is growing beyond my wildest dreams and imagination. So I'm thanking God in advance for what he's doing and what he's yet to do through this worldwide platform. So I'm asking all listeners, please get your Bibles and your pens and paper ready. I have special guests on the show tonight, and they're going to be answering questions, and they're going to be applying God's words to the questions that I'm going to be asking them on tonight. And before we bring them on as the guests for tonight, we always open up with prayer. I'm asking all listeners, if you would please pray with me at this time, because we serve an awesome God. He can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come once again to give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise for who you are. We bless your name on tonight because we know that you alone is worthy of our praise. Heavenly Father, we thank you again that you're not like man. You have all power in heaven and earth in your hands. And you are in total control at all times, no matter what it looks like. We come now in the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself and my guest on tonight, Brother Jeremiah, and also Brother Dewan, my special guest. We are asking, Heavenly Father, that you would Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you here on earth will not be in vain. We pray now, Heavenly Father, and ask that you will continue to touch, heal, and deliver and strengthen those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies on tonight. For we know that you are the doctor that has never lost a patient. We also come in the name of Jesus asking that you will comfort and strengthen all those that are in bereavement on tonight. Let them remember and know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. We ask that you will have your way on tonight through these young men, these gospel rappers, Brother Jeremiah and Brother Dewan. We pray, Lord, that something will be said through the questions that they're going to answer and through their music and songs, that someone will be blessed, that you will be glorified on tonight. We pray, Lord, again, that you will move by your spirit on tonight. Have your way. Help us to decrease so that you may increase in us. And I pray and ask that you will continue to bless the worldwide listeners as you continue to move by them and through them, as they continue to share the good news about this worldwide platform, that others can tune in and be blessed by it as well. We just give you the glory, we give you the honor and praise for what you're doing and for what you're yet to do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassador vessels. Once you get there, please click on follow. I want you all to know that I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at all lowercase, james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. My spiritual food for thought for tonight. You know, we always have a spiritual food for thought. And tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, including me, this says to us on tonight, people watch you surviving and they wonder why you haven't lost your mind. Make sure you tell them it was Jesus. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. People watch you surviving and wonder why you haven't lost your mind. Make sure you tell them it was Jesus. I have an announcement that I would like to make, and I pray that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready, again, so that you can follow along as we go through tonight's broadcast, because, again, our guests on tonight, they're going to be sharing a testimony very shortly, and then they're going to be answering questions, and they're going to apply God's word to the questions. So I pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can write down notes and you can follow along with the word of God as you read it for yourself. But before I bring my guests on, I have one announcement that I would like to make. I haven't made it before, but I know we have a lot of new listeners, and I want everyone to be blessed through God's word. God has opened another door for me through this worldwide platform to have other hosts have their own ministries and shows up under my direction. And if you would write these down so that you can tune in and be blessed by these men and women of God who are also sharing God's word over this worldwide platform. We're starting off with Theologically Speaking with Jose Dorsey. His show airs, he is the host. Again, Theologically Speaking, Jose Dorsey is the host. His show airs each and every first and third Thursday from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Then we have Psychologist. Her show, our psychologist, her show is titled Clinically Speaking with host Sierra Renee. Her show airs each and every fourth Thursday and every first Saturday night from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. And then finally, we have Ministry I'm Possible with host Minister Sharon Rambis. His show airs each and every second Thursday and fourth Saturday night from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Minister Sharon Rambis is a member of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, where I am also a member. And our bishop and pastor is none other than Bishop James A. Jennings of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church. So, again, I pray that you all tune in to these shows and be blessed by God's word through them, because we serve a God who he is not just only using his worldwide platform. He has other vessels that he is using to spread his word also. So if you want to tune in and be blessed by them as they deliver God's word as well. So right now, again, I'm excited about my guests, their first time being on the show tonight, and I thank God for what he is doing through them and through their lives for his glory here on earth. I'm going to ask if Brother Jeremiah, are you on the line? And also, Dewan, are you on the line?
Yes, we are.
Praise the Lord. These are my guests for tonight. These are young men of God. God is really using these young gospel rappers, and I'm so excited to have them on the show for the first time. And God is doing mighty things through them. So I just want to share what God is doing through them with the worldwide listeners on tonight. And so first and foremost, before we go into the questions for them on tonight, Brother Jeremiah and also Dewan, if Jeremiah Moore and also Dewan Hughes, they are my guests. And they're both going to share a quick testimony first. I don't know which one is going to go first. Brother Jeremiah, I'm going to ask you if you would go first. Brother Jeremiah, if you would please share a testimony, and then following your testimony, could you pass the phone over and to Brother Dewan so he can share his testimony as well. And then following your testimonies, we will go into your questions, and then we'll go from there. So we're going to start off with Brother Jeremiah with his testimony first.
Yes. We just give honor to God that's ahead of my life. I just give him thanks. I give him praise just for just waking me up every day to let me just see light, let me just see my kids and just family. While back, you know, I've been through dealing with a lot. Sickness and going through a lot that I've been going through. Years ago, I was doing music and singing and doing the same thing that I usually do, you know, give joy into God. I just so happily got real bad sick. Had a performance and I got badly sick. I couldn't sing. I couldn't move. I couldn't just think. All I just wanted to do was just sit down, go to sleep. And during the time of my performance and after, I just went to my mom and I'm just like, Mom, I'm just ready to lay down. I'm ready to go to sleep. And she just wondered like, what's going on? You didn't sound the same or whatever. And I just was so hot, you know, so steaming inside. And I just wanted to go outside. And I went outside and I laid on a bench that's outside. And during the time, nobody could find me, and when they came outside and they seen me laying on the bench, my mama knew something was wrong. As soon as I went home, I just went into my room, and I just flopped on the bed, and I'm just like, I just ready to rest. I'm ready to sleep. And I heard my auntie say, don't let them sleep. My mom like, okay, we not about to let him go to bed. We about to take him to the hospital. So they took me to the hospital, and I couldn't talk. I couldn't say a word. And all I can hear was nurses asking me, what's going on? What's your problem? What's your issue? And this and this and that. And I couldn't say a mumbling word. And before I noticed, I fainted out. And besides then, I've been through a whole lot trying to wake myself, trying to realize that I'm in a bond of struggle, and finding out that my sugar, that I was a diabetic, and finding out that my sugar was 1110, the highest sugar for any man or any woman to survive, stay alive with. And the doctors couldn't realize, like, how I was surviving. How did I not faint out? How did I not just directly die and drop? And my whole world was just like, I was just held by God. You know, God was keeping me focused. God was keeping me moving. God was keeping me staying steady. And I could just only just tell them when they noticed that I woke up and they asked me and they stood up and said, "You a lucky man." And I looked at that doctor and I stood up and told him, "I'm a blessed man." And that was my testimony when I woke up from being a diabetic, when I first became diabetic from my sleep. And I just thank God that he arised me from the things that I've been through over the years and is still keeping me flowing.
My Lord Jesus. Now, is this Brother Jeremiah or Brother DeJuan?
This is Brother Jeremiah.
Brother Jeremiah. Okay, you listen. I'm gonna let Brother DeJuan do his testimony first, and I wanna make a comment after both of your testimony. Brother DeJuan, could you share your testimony, please?
Yes, I can. I just want to first of all say, praise the Lord to everybody. I'm not gonna take up too much of everybody's time, but I'm just gonna get right to it. August 24th of 2018, I was driving my 2002 Ford Focus, and I was merging down on the freeway. Guy didn't let me get over. He had me at 90 miles per hour, and my car spent out. It smashed against the freeway. The front of my car was in the back of my car. My face was torn in half. There was no construction on 75, and a construction worker came out of nowhere and pulled my head up out of the windshield. I never seen a construction worker. I died at the hospital, and I left, and I got to talking with God. He told me some things. He showed me some things that he wanted me to do. He brought me back. They went to get my mom. They get everybody. They said, "Your son is alive." So I just want to say that I'm not just thankful for just that testimony of God allowing me to see a second chance in life, but I thank God for allowing me to be on this earth for 36 years. I love my family. I love my friends. I love my wife. I love my kids. I'm just doing the best that I can to make things happen. So I just want to say I'm blessed to be even talking to all the listeners, you, James, everybody. God bless you all. I can tell you about 1,000 more things, but I'm just going to leave it right there.
Wow. Wow. Listen, that's all I can say regarding both testimonies. Listen, listeners, and also I want to share with you, Brother Jeremiah and Brother DeJuan, what the enemy was trying to do. See, he realized that the Lord God had a calling on both of your lives, and what he was trying to do was take you out. And that's what he was trying to do with your diabetes. I've never heard anyone's sugar be that high, 1,110. And then turn around and say you was in an accident and your face was torn because of your face went through the dashboard of a car, and you both are still here breathing. That's nobody but God.
Yeah.
You all definitely have powerful testimonies. I could go deeper into elaborating on your testimonies, but because of the time, I know I have questions that I need to ask you all, and then we're going to play two of your songs so that the listeners can get a feel of what God is doing through you all. But back to your testimonies, you both have powerful testimonies, and everywhere you go, you both need to share those testimonies. Why? Because God said he would share his glory with no one. And that's why I ask everyone that comes on this show to share a testimony. If you've been on for the first time, you must share a testimony. And why? Because God is still the same. Just like he worked through and brought you through, and he brought Brother Jeremiah through with issues he was dealing with, his diabetes and your accident, he have you all here for a reason. And the enemy knew that. The enemy knew what God had planned for your life, and he was trying to block you and stop you. He wasn't trying to block you. He was trying to take you all out so that you couldn't fulfill your God's purpose. But what a mighty God we serve. You're still here today. Both of you are still here in the land of the living, giving God's glory and fulfilling your God's purpose in the earth. So that's what I'm grateful for. So that's why I ask everyone to share testimonies, because people need to know, just like God blessed you too, and he saved both of you all, he's doing the same for someone else. If you're listening on tonight, and if you know that you're not saved in Jesus' name and you want to give up and throw in the towel, don't give up on God. Why? Because he has never given up on you, and he said he would never leave us nor forsake us. And so we're standing on God's word in faith. And I have two young men here on the air that are living testimonies that God can do anything but fail. So I thank God for what he has done in your lives through just hearing your testimonies. And the best is yet to come. As long as you two stay faithful to God, as long as you continue to keep your hands in God's hand, we know that the best is still yet to come for both of you. So continue to hold on to your faith. Continue to let God use you. Continue to let God lead and guide and direct you in the path that he will have you to go, that he alone will get the glory. That's what I'm grateful for on tonight. So I thank you both for sharing your testimonies. Right now, we're going to get ready to go to our questions. I don't know which – I have these questions for you all. They're going to answer these questions in however they choose to answer the questions. But between the two of them, they're going to be answering the questions that I'm about to ask to my special guests on tonight, Brother Jeremiah Moore and Brother DeJuan Hughes. So my first question on tonight to you gentlemen is, why is it vital that Jesus died for mankind or / everyone? Again, why is it vital that Jesus died for mankind?
Jesus died for mankind. Jesus took the sins. He died for our sins because he knew that we was going to sin. There's no way that God said that he was going to make us perfect. There's no way that he said that we will walk perfectly, that we will make mistakes, that we will have trials and tribulations. So God died. He sacrificed himself in the world for us, for the humanity of everyone, for we can live and we can to renew our sins. Because he knew that we was going to sin. We was going to come in the world sin. He said that we came in the world as sinners. And we will, you know what I'm saying, we will be forgiven for our sins as long as we give ourselves back to him.
Amen. And that's a fact. And that's a personal thing. Like the word of God says, all have sinned and come short of God's glory. So that's why I cannot judge you. You cannot judge me. God is the only judge. So we thank God for Jesus, who is the reparation of our sins. He came down from glory to shed his blood on the cross so that we can be redeemed and that we can have a relationship back to God, our Father and our Creator. And it's all because of the blood of Jesus. And guess what? That blood, it still works today, and it would never, ever lose its power. So, yes, that is why it was vital that Jesus came into the earth, because God knew, just like you said, he knew that we was going to sin. We were born in sin, for he said in his word, all have sinned and come short of his glory.
The next question is,
what does it take to be saved in his name?
You know, this is Brother DeJuan talking right here. What I want him to say is that, you know, it's more than, getting baptized. It's steps to this. It's steps to the lesson to this or whatever. It's a cleanse. You know, you got to confess it. You got to be in the midst of it all, and you got to confess to God. And know the power of what God has and what he can do for you. And I've been a witness of it, whatever. And, you know, I know my God, I love my God, and I know what he's been doing, what he's going to continue to do, and I know I am saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, and I know this. You know, some people can't even understand me sometimes. That's what gets me through the day. The Holy Spirit gets me through when I'm at that bus stop. And no matter where I go, the Holy Spirit and me just confessing and talking to God gets me through anything.
So in other words, you're more or less saying, from what I'm listening to, from what you're saying, in other words, it takes faith to be saved.
Yes.
You have to have faith in God to believe that Jesus Christ is God's Son.
Yes, sir.
In order to be saved. So my next question, that draws me to my next question then, and this is for either one of you. Either one of you can answer this question. What is faith?
One thing about faith is faces, you got to have some people do and some people don't have the initiative, you know. And when I mean what I say by initiative, like faith is so powerful. You can stand back. You can walk back. But faith is so – faith, just the word faith itself is so powerful. And just having faith in, you know, and God and Jesus, just knowing that it's the impossible. You can do the impossible. There is nothing you can do. When you got faith in anything that you know that you can do, you can do it. There's no can't. The devil's a liar. There's no I can't. There's no I don't think so. No. Right. You got to have faith in anything that you do. Brother Jerry might want to say something.
When you hold faith, you hold the ability to know that you can do anything. God stood up here and gave us choices. You can have faith in him or you can not have faith in him. Faith is when he say that I'm going to throw a blessing on top of your head. Are you going to believe it? Are you going to believe that God going to do what he say he's going to do for you? Are you going to receive the things that God said that he's going to do for your life? So what you do in this world, you have to have faith. You got to walk by faith. You got to stand by faith. Everything in life, you have to have faith. You can't go every day without believing that you will walk out this house and you will go to work and you will make it and you will come home to see your family. That's holding faith in God.
And you know what? I'm going to go back to what you just said. And it really is. It's all about, and that's what pleases God, faith. That's what moves the hand of God, is faith. And that all equals to what you just said, Brother Jeremiah. It all boils down to trusting God, believing in God as to who he is, and that he's going to do exactly what he said he's going to do according to his word. So, again, it takes faith to please God. So no matter what we do in life as human beings, especially as Christians, that's what God is looking for in every believer that believes in his son, Jesus Christ. He's looking for your faith. And he says faith without work is dead. So we as Christians, no matter how it looks in our lives, no matter what comes in our lives, we got to remember that God promised in his word that he's not going to put no more on us than we're able to bear. So we got to trust him.
Yeah, yeah.
See, God is not a man that he can lie. He cannot lie. He cannot fail. He cannot change. So we know that it takes faith to move the hand of God, and he is looking for those. That's what he's looking for. He's looking for us, and he's looking for that faith. Where is your faith in God? Not man, but God. So that is what God is looking for. You must have faith in God. You and I, not only you, but any believer that's born again in the name of Jesus Christ, we must have faith. Again, that is what moves the hand of God on our behalf. It's when he see our faith that he will start moving and working on our behalf. When he see that we have faith in him, we believe in him, and we trust him to do exactly what he said he's going to do. So right now, those are the first three questions that I had for you all. But first, your first song, I want the listeners to sit back. This is our first, during our music break, I'm going to allow Brother Jeremiah Moore and Brother DeJuan Hughes to present their first song, and it's titled Resting Peacefully. They're going to do this selection, and I would like for you all to listen to the words, because every song, especially songs that minister to people, is the music is fine, but the very important part of that is, what are the words saying? So we want you to listen very carefully to this song as they come forth and do their music break, their first song. These are young gospel rappers, and so I just want that to be made clear. These are young gospel rappers, but they're giving God glory through their songs and through their music. So their first song, again, is titled Resting Peacefully. Thank you.
more crying. Wipe your tears away. Be happy for me. Understand. Please fall in. Understand. Please fall in. I have no more sickness. I have no more hurting. I have no more worrying. Everything is gone away. Understand. Please fall in. Understand. Please fall in. When my birthday comes,
And guess what? When you're saved in Jesus' name, you're resting peacefully in Jesus. So that's why I love that song. I heard Brother Jeremiah Moore play that song at a homegoing service not too long ago, and I fell in love with that song. That is a beautiful song, and that reminded me of today while being at the viewing at the funeral home of my father on today. Looked just like he was just laying there peacefully, just as the song said, peacefully resting in the Lord. So when you're saved in Jesus' name, when you leave this world, you can know that you're resting peacefully, resting in Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. But before we go to my next question, I have a few scriptures that I'd like to give to the listeners pertaining to the first few questions. We talked about what is faith. If you have your Bibles, please take down these scriptures that you can look them up and read them for yourself. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6. Again, Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6 says unto us, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So that's what we were talking about earlier. It takes faith to move the hand of God. And then also, so again, that was Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. And then also pertaining to faith, Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we are standing on God's word on tonight, and I just love that song. That's been permeating in my mind right now. I can still hear you all singing that, resting peacefully. I'm going to go to my next question to you all. Do you hope to see happen through your songs and through your music, Brother Jeremiah and Brother Dewan? What do you both hope to see happen through your music and songs?
Well, yeah. Well, one thing is that, I want to get a message out. And the message that I'm really trying to share with everybody, I don't care if it's depression, your pain, all your love, all your turmoil, everything that you've been going through, I pray to God, I talk to God or whatever, that all the music that we produce out, I want to save some souls or whatever. I'm on a mission to save some souls and send messages. Love conquers all. And I just want to let everybody know that, you know what, hey, it is good in this world. You know, it's good in this world. And guess what? There's always a little light at the end of that tunnel. So I pray to God that I could touch people in the city, out of the city, all over the world, and just know that, hey, you know, whatever God got in stores, whatever, and he lead us, to get to the next step, I'm all for it.
Amen. Before I go to your next question, I want the listeners to get this scripture down pertaining to your very first question that I asked you all tonight, and that was, why is it vital that Jesus died for mankind? And if you have your Bibles and pens, again, you want to write this scripture down. John, it's found in John chapter 10, verse number 10, and it says, the thief cometh, we know the thief is nobody but the enemy, the devil, Satan himself. The thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and destroy. I, talking about Jesus, he's saying, I am come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. That's one of the reasons why Jesus came and he died for mankind. Jesus, and I like what one of you said about love, and that's what it's all about, because God is love. And Jesus loved God the Father so much, and he loved you and I, mankind, the sinners. He loved us so much in spite of ourselves that he came down and he paid the ultimate price with his own precious blood, and he died for us so that we could be redeemed back to our Heavenly Father and our Creator, because we have accepted him as our personal Lord and Savior. And that's the only way we can be redeemed, and that's through the blood of Jesus Christ, and that's through accepting Jesus Christ as God's Son. And that's how we become saved. For those that may be listening who are not saved in Jesus' name on tonight, it's not too late. If you can hear our voices on tonight, you can be saved even tonight. Just open your mouth and be sincere about it, because God is searching your heart. He's not like man. See, man looks at the outer appearance, but God is searching the heart. He knows if you are sincere about it. So you got to be sincere when you ask God to come, ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart and save you. So it is not God's desire that any souls be lost. So on tonight, I thank God for my guests on tonight. They are young gospel rappers. They are being used by God. And if you heard that testimony from both of these young men, what powerful testimonies they had, they shared with us on tonight. And that's why the enemy tried to take them out before they was able to fulfill their God purpose. But God stepped in and listened. And you heard the first song. That's why the enemy tried to stop them. But God had another plan. And that's why they are still here today, fulfilling their God purpose in the earth. And we can just give God the glory for it on tonight. My next question comes to you all, and it asks this. Why is it important to have a positive attitude? Or better yet, why is it important to maintain a positive attitude? That's for either one of you.
What I'm gonna say, Brother James, I'm just gonna say it real quick, because I want Jeremiah to say what he wants to. But the thing is that you are what you create, but you will become what you allow. And when I say that is that when you have a positive attitude, it takes you down a certain pathway. When you don't have a positive attitude, you're going down a different path. And when you have positive attitude, you know, like I said, I deal with the public all day long. You know, I wait tables. And just to make the long story short, is that you know, the gift is to guide in me to maintain my positive attitude to get to the next step. So if you got a positive attitude, you'd be surprised what doors you open up. But with a negative attitude, it's not so great.
Yeah, amen. It's being positive, having a positive attitude, it's how you walk. It's your lifestyle. Because most people nowadays, they have a negative attitude. The negative attitude that they have is waking up mad, waking up angry, going to sleep angry, just going out having a mind thought that they don't care. Their heart don't have feelings for another person. That's why nowadays you have so many people destroying lives and taking others away because they don't have a heart. Their attitude is hatred. They full of negativity. And when you're full of negativity and you're full of the demonic spirit, you don't have God. You don't have the Holy Spirit. God said that I am your head. Jesus said that I am in your heart. And he said will drill down through your body and all the way down to your feet is the Holy Spirit. And nowadays, nobody walks with the Holy Spirit. So everybody that wakes up, they wakes up negative. They wake up without no positive that my life is everlasting. My life is long. I'm not going to use hate. I dislike when people say life too short because God never said that our life will be short. He said our life will be long longevity. That means we will go out and we will keep drilling far. We will keep going farther and farther until he call us. And that's what I get from being positive, is having a positive mind, having a positive heart, having a positive spirit, and without having hate and walking hatred.
Amen. And I'm going to piggyback off of that, what you both just said, and it's found in the book of Colossians. I pray that you listeners have your Bibles and pens as you're taking down these scriptures. This is found pertaining to the question that I just asked. Why is it important to maintain a positive attitude? And you heard their answers, but I'm going to give you, and they both had good answers and correct answers, but I'm going to give you an answer from the Word of God. And it's found in Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 through 25. And it says, it's not only to the listeners, but it says this to me as well, and also to you. And whatsoever do it heartily to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance. For ye serve the Lord Christ, but he that doeth wrong receive the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respecter of persons. See, we, just like one of you gentlemen just spoke, about a lifestyle, and that's what it boils down to. Yes, a lifestyle, because people are watching those that say they are born again in Jesus Christ. That's why we have to be very careful about how we live our lives, and that's why we have to make sure we check our own attitudes, that our own attitudes can be positive and reflect God and reflect Jesus. Because as human beings, even though we're saved in the flesh, our attitudes can be negative and nasty sometimes. So that's why we have to ask God to help us bridle our tongues so that we won't say the wrong thing, so that he can lead us and guide us so that we can maintain a positive attitude just like Jesus. Out of all the things that Jesus went through, he never said anything negative. He never cursed anybody out. He never spoke a hate word toward anybody. He always spoke love and life and healing and deliverance. And he always directed people to the Lord. So that's what we as Christians, we must be doing the same thing. So that leads me to my next question to both of you all on tonight. Why do you trust solely on God? Once again, why do you, it's a personal thing, why do you trust solely on God?
Well, just going on behalf of like all the everything like you've been saying on here, Brother James, is that, you know, without God, you know, there's nothing that He can't do. There's nothing that He won't do for you. And I trust my God so thoroughly and so with a passion, unconditionally love that He. I trust on Him because He is able. You know, he is able, and He will do anything for you ask for. It might not be right then when you want it, but guess what? It's going to be right on time. And He working when you think He ain't working. You know, you got to trust God. It's more than just, yeah. So that's all. You know, like I said, you know, I ain't going to stand up here and be the President of the United States and take up everybody's time. But like I said, it's just that. I trust my God so much, and that He's such a loving God. He's such a loving God, and He's just the author of love. God is not of depression. He's not of guilt and none of this whatever. So I love my God. I'm gonna continue to love my God, and guess what? I don't know what boat everybody else riding on, but I know exactly what boat I'm on.
Right. Because I feel Him.
If you can't trust God,
who else can you trust? You can't trust Him. You can't trust your neighbors. You can't trust the person that you be with. You can't trust everybody that you call your friends. Sometimes you can't even trust your own family. You know, you have to lean on God. You have to believe that He's right there and He's going to always stay right there. Because people, humans, they come and they go. You know, God, but God will always be there to the end and to a beginning.
And Brother James, I'm going to let you finish on it. You can reach into anybody. You can reach into their pocket and you go in your wallet. You can pull out a $5 bill. A dollar bill, any like this. What does it say on there? In God we trust.
Amen. My Lord. Amen. Listen, and I want to add some scriptures to what we just talked about. The question, why do you trust solely on God? And it's found right in the book of John, chapter 4. John chapter 4, verse 23. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true, and that's a key word right there, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. And then look at what John chapter 9, verse 4 says. I must work the work of Him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. See, that all boils down to daytime. The daytime represents life. The nighttime represents death. No man can work for God when you're dead. So that's why He said you must work the work of Him that called you and sent you while it is day. Because guess what? If we keep living, sooner or later, the nighttime is coming. Because He said that all have sinned and come short of His glory, and we all will stand before God one day and give an account for every deed done in our bodies, good and the bad. So that's why we must solely trust on God and stand on His word. And that's I can attest to what you just said. Regarding sometimes you can't trust family, sometimes you can't trust friends, and even some people in the body of Christ and in the church, you can't trust them sometimes because some of them have hidden motives and agendas. But I'm so glad God knows, and He searches our heart. He searches your heart and my heart. Yes. He knows who is for real, and He knows who are playing games. See, this is not God is not playing games with us. And that's why He gives it. That's why He gives us His word, that we can stand on His word, and we don't have to go by our feelings or our opinions. What do the word of God say about that situation? I have one final question that I'd like to propose to both of you. This is my final question before you all do your final song. The final question for tonight is: how do you inspire others in the faith?
One thing I try to do, Brother James, is that, and I thank God for it because it's so installed in me. I shine my light on everybody. You know, I don't care if you're white, black, Hispanic, Chinese, nationality. I don't care what your nationality. I shine my light on everybody, and I try to inspire people. Let you know, I try to do things to let people know that, you know what, guess what, there is strength to go on. I try to get strength to people, keep people going on. You got a lot of people out of here dealing with, personal problems and issues and depressions and loneliness, everything. You know, I can give you a whole list of it. Everybody knows, Brother James. But I try to inspire people in just knowing that, you know what, when you ain't got nobody else to turn to, just know you can always trust in God.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a witness. I'm a witness myself. That's good. I like that. And that's why the Word of God tells us that we are to live. As Christians, we need to start learning how to do this. And the Word of God said, I don't know what that scripture is, but it said, it's in the Word of God. I've seen it. It says, encourage one another in the Lord.
One another. Like yes, said, yes, yes.
We are all going through something. We all have issues. Your issue may not be my issue, but we all have issues. And guess what? We all must learn how to lean and depend on God and trust God and put it in His hands. And that's when the faith kicks in. That's when the faith kicks in. That's what God is looking for. No matter what you're going through, how much faith do you have in God to know that He can bring you out of it and He can deliver you from it, whatever it is. So we must have our faith in God, not man, not the president, but we must have our total faith in God. So I thank Brother Jeremiah and Brother Dewan for being my special guest on tonight and answering these questions and also for your songs. But before we go, I know you have one other song that I like for the listeners to hear. And before you all bring this song, and it's titled I'm Not Ready. And for the listeners, I want you to listen to this song, listen to the words very carefully, because words, these songs have meaning. This, even though it says it's a wedding song, if you listen to the words, and you can apply Jesus in certain parts of this song. That's what I wanted to stress to the listeners before this song is sung and played. It's I'm not ready, but it's a really a wedding song. But if you listen to the words, you can put Jesus in certain spots of this song. So are you all ready to let the listeners, the worldwide listeners, hear your final song? I'm not ready.
Yes. Yes, we are, Brother James. And to all the listeners, me and Brother Jeremiah, we just want to say God bless you. God bless you all, and thank you.
Yes. And as we do this song, for all those that's in the process of marriage, in the process of love, in the process of growth in your relationships, this song symbolizes love. It symbolizes closeness in relationships, even with God. You have to have a relationship. And this song just symbolizes that.
Down and out to please me, but I can't help but to drop some tears, cause my heart just blown away. My heart just blown away.
My love is too overwhelming. I want the love to stay together so we can fall in love. Cause I'm not ready to walk away. I want for us to stay together so we can fall in love. We can do so much, and I don't know there's two ways. Every beat of my heart belongs to you. The closer we are, the better it gets. Today, we will always be together. Today, cause I'm not ready to walk away. I want my life to stay together, so we can fall in love,
fall
in love again.
God bless you all.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Just like I said, that song is a wedding song, but if you heard the words, if you really listen to the words, you can insert Jesus. When you really fall in love with Jesus, if you are sincere about your walk with the Lord, you're not going to walk away. And sometimes it's kind of scary, but you know what? Jesus said he promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us. And guess what else? He promised that we can cast all our cares upon him. Why? Because he cared for us. And not only do he care for us, he loves us. And when we love Jesus like he loves us, guess what? We're not going to walk away from him. And he's promised that he's never going to walk away from us. We thank God for my guest on tonight. If you all can quickly give the listeners your contact information as to how you can be reached if someone wants you all to perform for them.
Well, yeah, like I said, definitely all occasions and eventually you can this is actually Brother DeJuan talking. You can actually reach me at 586. That's 222-7279. I'm also on Facebook. My name is spelled DWYON. My last name is Hughes. That's HUGHES.
Yes. And this is Jeremiah Moore. And my phone number is 313-629-0874. And on Facebook, I go by Jeremiah Moore, aka Lover J, Jehovah. And you can reach me there.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Would you like to give your any shout-outs real quick before we go off the air?
Yep, I definitely want to give a shout-out out there. I want to give a shout-out to my wife, definitely being a big supporter, to my mom, my family, my sisters, my kids, all my close friends. God bless y'all, and thank you for supporting me over the years.
Yes.
Amen.
And to all my family and to my wife and upcoming wife and to my kids and just every listener that's out there, everybody that's willing to support us, we do go by Quality 2, L. DeJuan. So be looking out for that specific name that we will be going by, and we'll be waiting for y'all to hear us out and know that we are bringing love, God, spiritual relationship, and truth into our music.
Amen. Praise the Lord. But I just want to take the time out to say thank you to both of you Brother Jeremiah Moore, and also Brother Juwan Hughes. Thank you so much. You have been a blessing to this worldwide platform on tonight, and I pray that something has been said that those that have heard what you all said on tonight, that it has been received in love and that God was glorified through you all on tonight. Continue to keep the faith. Continue to do what God has called you to do. And guess what? The best for both of you is still yet to come. We're
well,
gonna
God bless you.
I thank the listeners. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And Lord,
yeah, thanks for having us too, Brother James.
Back on the show. No problem at all. It was God's doing.
Yes.
I'm just following God's orders. So right now we're going to close out in prayer. If you will please pray with me. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, as once again we come giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you for this another day that you have made. We thank you for my brothers in Christ, Brother Jeremiah Moore and Brother Dewan Hughes. Thank you for what you're doing in their lives, Heavenly Father. They can be a blessing to your people, that they can draw souls to Jesus Christ through their words, through their songs, through their music, that you will be glorified. Continue to bless each listener. And also, Heavenly Father, I pray that you would continue to touch their hearts, that they can continue to share the good news about this ministry, this worldwide platform, that others can tune in and be blessed by it as well. And that all that you, for your glory, we pray. And we just give you glory, honor, and praise. We bless your name on tonight because you are worthy to be praised. There is none like you. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that still works, and we know that it would never, ever lose its power. We just ask that you will continue to have your way in our lives, that you will be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, listeners, I thank you all for tuning in once again. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. Until next Saturday, my guest will be Deacon Marvin Cox, will be bringing forth the word on this coming Saturday. So you want to tune in and be blessed by him. But at 6:30, clinically speaking, with a psychologist, Sierra Renee, her show starts at 6:30. To 7 p.m., then I come back with Deacon Marvin Cox from 8 to 9 p.m. You want to tune in and be blessed by God's word through those vessels. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
You thought I was worth saving.